cooking right along here. Yeah. So it's Princess and or the Priest, and hey, we got a special guest, Matt Nemro.
Wow, what?
Yeah, he doesn't realize he's being recorded, poor guy. So I hope he doesn't say anything too untoward.
He's showing his colors.
Is he showing his colors? Yes, Matt growls a little bit. He's still, you know.
What?
That's just what Matt does. Oh, sorry. Drop the phone. You're fine. Then bring it back. So, we're off on a movie marathon. Lisa got this wonderful idea.
I don't know how much of a marathon it is with only two movies.
Well, it's better than just one. I don't know if that means I gotta step up my game, that when I go to the temple, I better do two sessions instead of one. But the temple I go to only usually has one session
available
any particular day, so there's that. We went to go see, which one was it? The new Hunger Games one. The Ballad of, was it?
Songbirds and Snakes?
Yeah. That one.
Good grief. Oh, good grief. Another Hunger Games?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I hope we do get those Hunger Games. Like one and two, three.
And now a fourth.
Fourth.
Well, see, this is what happens, you know. It was a young adult dystopia film, book series to begin with, you know, the first three books. And then they did the movies, and then she said, well, I guess I'll write another book. But the issue is, all of the young adults that read your old book, they're now in their 30s now.
Yeah.
And they might not be too keen about young adult books, so she decided to go for, I don't know if it's adult themes. Now, see, this is funny because you go, well, it seemed like it was a little darker than the other ones were, which is hilarious because it was a young adult dystopia.
Yeah.
Series that it came from in the first place. And, you know, people were dying, getting killed, stuff like that. Anyway, I can't say that. You saw people die in this.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know if the first three movies, I forget the name of the author. Suzanne Collins, I think, was her name. Anyway, she was the executive producer on this one. I'm not sure if she was the executive producer on any of the others. So she probably had a little more creative control about how it was done. Anyway, what'd you think of it, Lee?
It helped me to understand Cornelius Snow. Cornelius Snow, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a little muddled from what it was before. I thought, well, everybody called him President Snow. I don't think anybody really knew his first name. I remember Lisa and I actually read the books way back when we were in Oklahoma City. It was some years ago.
Really? I don't remember reading those. I remember reading the Divergent series.
The who?
Divergent.
Oh. I think we...
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
It was the Divergent series we read.
It was?
Yeah.
I was sitting there on the couch in the kitchen reading, and I read that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, well, there it is.
Because otherwise, I would still have the books. I have the Divergent books. I don't have Hunger Games books.
Did we ever buy them? I don't know if we ever did. Okay, well then, fine. We saw the movies.
There you go.
I was okay with the first three movies. They were all right. You know, I... I don't know how faithful they were to the books or anything like that. Not that it really matters. Almost all these things kind of stand on their own anyway. So, this takes place, the bulk of it takes place 65 years before the book series. Anyway, so it was like, man, that President Snow fella, he was an old dude, man. Yeah.
I figure he was like 17 when this happened because he was trying to get some kind of that prize grant money. Whatever,
that would let him go further education.
Yes. So
further
I figure he was like 17 or so.
Yeah.
And this was the
10th. It was the 10th Hunger Games.
Okay.
And the very first movie, the first book, was the 74th. So, he would have been 84 in the first movie. Of course, it went on to the next year. I think there was a war. So, he was probably in his late 80s. The character. So I found that interesting because I was sitting there going, man, this is, whoa, I didn't know he was that old. I figured he was in his 60s, late 60s. But yeah, apparently it was his late 80s. Anything else, Tim? Before I start doing?
The girl?
Yeah. What'd you think of her?
I think she was playing him at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I think that she did start falling for him after.
Yeah.
But when he started killing people, that's when she...
She kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
You know, I can
because
see that.
She ended up killing people, and she didn't like herself for doing that. I don't think she liked herself for having had to kill people. But, I mean, you're in the Hunger Games. You have to kill somebody in order to survive.
Yeah, you don't have choice. But she didn't have to kill anybody to win. There was one person that she wanted to kill, but didn't end up killing her. Kind of a bully. Weird bully.
Girl.
Witch girl. Nasty. Nasty piece of work. Anyway. Ended up killing, what, a couple of other people? Should I do spoilers?
No.
Okay.
Don't do spoilers.
Not gonna do spoilers. Alright. So, yeah. Yeah, he was kind of a decent guy. The Snow character was a decent guy at the beginning. Pretty upright, pretty straightforward, and then he just kept getting sucked in and getting worse and worse and worse. And he got kind of co-opted. I think they kind of saw him as somebody that was a corruptible person. And they got him, you know, because he was corruptible. His best friend in there was a guy that wasn't a corruptible person. Although he was really kind of, I don't know, really naive,
yeah,
it seemed like.
I think he was.
It was more of that he was innocent rather than good. It's, you know, it's like modern little young leftists today. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to protest for this, and this is not right, it's not fair, and it's not... And it's like, you are a young moron.
You're naive.
And yes, you just don't know how the world works. It doesn't mean that you have to behave like this. You know, someday you'll probably be a freedom fighter, then you'll find out how compromising that is, too. But he got shot, or what? Okay, he died. I don't remember exactly how he died.
And, no.
No, you don't have to say because the we don't want to spoil
it. The naive guy. Let's just say he died.
Yeah, because I don't honestly remember exactly how he died. Well, yes, because you got a better memory than I do. That's helpful. Okay. But yeah, but he still died basically innocent, basically pure.
Calling for his mama.
Yeah, calling out for his mom. And it's like, well, yeah, I said, boy, let me tell you, if something doesn't just typecast present, entitled, of course, he was the son of the president.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was also kind of entitled to. But I don't think he came off that way particularly.
I think he tried really hard not to be that way, but...
Right, but...
He really was.
It's still going to basically be there. Anytime anything really bad was going to happen, he was going to be rescued by Daddy.
Yeah.
Or Mommy. I guess it was really Mommy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, but, yeah, he's... Boy, there's a lot of crap on the road today. Be careful of that chunk of whatever it is.
Tire.
Is that a big chunk of tire? That's a crap on this. And so...
Anyway.
He does. Just seems like every little naive, left-leaning, sub-30-year-old today... Going out there saying, "Oh, I'm gonna fight," you know. Right now, they're all up in arms about Palestine and about how we can't let anybody die. And you go, guys, this is a war. People are gonna die. Now they're really upset because in the last couple of days, they found some
video footage.
Oh no! Let me finish. I apologize. Okay. The hostages, three of the hostages were killed, and they were found. But the story has gone around that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, killed them accidentally. And, of course, you go, you know what? You can't trust the news media.
No.
You can't trust the official story from anybody. So... I don't know if that's true, but, oh boy, now it's like, see how horrible the Israelis are. They don't deserve to have a country of their own, you know, and all these little sub-30-year-old types, I'm sorry to say that I should probably say sub-40-year-olds. It's depressing how these people just, it's like, you can't live in this world, can you? This is going to be a horrible, horrible place, and I don't want to be here when you guys have any kind of real power. Right now, all you do is go out and riot and protest and stomp around, and I can't believe you're being listened to by people who are in charge. I think they mostly ignore them, but no. They use them as tools. That's what's happening. The reason why you see them so much on TV and stuff like that is because they're being used as tools. And I think that's what happened to this young guy in the Hunger Games movie, was he was kind of being used.
His name was Flint.
Flint. His last name was Flint, right?
No, that was his first name.
His first name was Flint.
Yeah.
No, that can't be true. The award they were all vying for could not have been named after him, the first name. That's his last name.
Okay.
I'm really sure it was his last name. I apologize.
The other name was like Sejuis or something.
Yeah, I think that was his first name. Anyway, so yeah. And he was getting used. He got wrapped up in this little thing, which is what got him killed, and which got a couple of other people killed. And everybody, whoever still had innocence left, lost it at that point. Everybody. The girl lost it. Snow lost it. The whole thing. So, anyway, yeah. And it was. It's like, and when I came out of that movie theater, I said, this is a cautionary tale. It says, and it's one that's really important, and I think more of the people who are supposed to be the, I think, audience of the book and of this movie, hopefully will see it and say, I'm being played for a sucker. And you go, you are. It says, don't let yourself be played like this. The Palestinians are not, oh, these poor little victims. It says, they're not poor little victims. Now, you know, the regular guy on the street, is he being used as a human shield? Yeah. Is he being forced to flee this way and that way to stay away from the attacks being done? Yeah. Is Hamas trying to help them? No. Is Israel trying to help them? And you go,
Hamas is using them.
Yes, Hamas uses them. Israel drops flyers and say, so, you need to move to this territory because we're going to take over this part.
If you say free Palestine from Hamas.
Yeah, which isn't what they say.
No.
They all say Israel's this horrible, nasty aggressor. And, of course, it just feeds into the whole anti-America thing. And our wonderful President Biden has started waffling really badly on it. First he was, no, we are four square with Israel. And in the past about month, he's started waffling hard. Because, you know, he was supposed to be the great white shining hope of these young leftists that put him into power. But they all say, well, that's who they voted for. They voted for him, the old guy. And he played to them. And now he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to play to them more? I don't think it's going to help me in the next election. I think he's lost the next election. It's just a question of, is he going to finally say, I better not even run? He's going to come up with some, you know, I really need to help my son through his legal problems or something. Yes. You know, he wants to look strong, even though he's not. He wants, you know, so he just needs to find a good way to bow out. The only problem is the Democrats don't have anybody.
Nope. And
nobody
got,
looks good on their side.
Right? They got rid of JFK, too.
RFK.
RFK Jr. Yes, RFK.
They basically said, get lost. So he did. He's going to run as an independent. And I don't think they can. I don't see that they have a way to save face and let RFK Jr. take his place, which is sad. RFK Jr. gave them the chance at that time to say, you know what, Biden's not doing well, and he is not doing well. There's reports now, comes from the right wing, so you can't believe it completely, that he just wanders around the White House at night. They say he's naked. Of course, they're just trying to paint this ugly picture of him.
Of course.
And that he's just, like, running into walls. He just is so incoherent. Anyway, and you go, I'm sorry. I'm not saying Democrats bad, Republicans good. I said, I'm not saying that. I said they're both hideous and horrendous, and will do whatever it takes to win, and then be not very good. Either one of them. But yeah, it's a shame because I think RFK would have really been excellent. I mean, and there's plenty of things that I wasn't really, really big on about apparently he said some stuff about, yeah, we probably need to do reparations. And it's like, yeah. What? I said, we don't have any money. We should not be spending money we really don't have. Right now.
And how do you figure out who gets what?
Yeah. I said, yeah. Do you give it to all those black people, even the ones that held slaves themselves?
Yeah.
And were free men and had all that? Are you going to give it to them just because of their skin color?
And how much do you give them?
Yeah. Do people have to give them a thing? You know what I just found out? Slightly off the subject, but not really. I didn't know that New Mexico had a guaranteed income program going. They were giving $500 a month to, I forget how many people, a reasonably good proportion of poor people were getting $500 a month as a guaranteed income trial program. I think they were saying that they might have to stop doing it because they're not going to make as much money off of oil in the future.
Yeah, because they're bozos and say, let's go green.
Yes, it's like, what? I think green is an interesting question in New Mexico since we're a major oil-producing state. And most of the things that happen in our state are off of oil money. That's going to go away if the Greens ban it, which is what they want to do. It isn't like you're going to have a choice. They're going to ban it. You're not allowed to use it. You're going to get rid of all the gas stations. You know, it's like, whoa, these guys, gee whiz, man. You know, throw funny money at alternative energy, whatever. You know, on the off chance, it'll cost, you know, it'll actually someday cost less than gas.
We use gas to do our lawnmower, for crying out loud.
See, people don't think about anything. They just run after what seems to feel good and what their favorite movie star says. And you're going, you know, said, I don't want to have anything, you know. Oftentimes, you will hear about people who want to leave the United States. Usually, hard-boiled leftists who feel like we aren't going fast enough for them. And every time somebody who just isn't one of their guys goes in, they all threaten to move to Canada. It's like, good, go. You won't last long.
Yeah.
You'll be begging to come back because Canada is a mess. And it's getting worse. And it's going faster than we're going and going in the wrong direction. So don't go with them. I don't know where I would go. Honestly, Lisa likes places where they speak English, but the problem is almost every place that speaks English isn't in good shape. And it's really expensive. The United States really is the best place to be if you're an English speaker. Sadly. Anyway, but I would do it for totally other reasons, which is mostly I'm tired of being told what to do. Anyway, I'm hard to get off of this. We got into politics, we got this other stuff, RFK Jr., the fact that he's for reparations. We got to pull back a little bit to the movie.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the movie that really kind of stood out?
I thought it was interesting how the Hunger Games were in the past compared to, because in the, like when you get to the 74th and 75th, they're using.
It's high tech.
Yeah, very high tech. And back then, it was not high tech at all.
Oh, I don't know. It was kind of steampunky. Everybody used old CRTs, but they still had these wonderful computers.
Yeah.
They could actually two snakes. They had keyboards in front of them. So I think it was a little bit, steampunky in that this isn't how it would have looked. You wouldn't have had this kind of technology and computers particularly. At least not those kind of graphics. You wouldn't have had that. When we had computers that were just a step up from that, like in the 60s and the 70s, it didn't have graphics. It was just, you know, you could type in a word and it would respond to the word you typed in. It was basically a typewriter with a screen. Anyway, but yeah, very, very interesting. And same basic idea, though. You know, people had weapons. Although they had it in a really small
arena.
Arena, yeah.
Like a classroom. A college classroom.
Yeah.
A lecture room or something.
Yeah, there you go. That's a big lecture room. You know, they would seat probably a couple of thousand people. Maybe a couple of hundred.
Yeah, a couple of hundred.
Anyway, yeah. And they were having this whole thing.
And it seemed like it was just students. It wasn't all the civilians or the rich people, whatever. And...
Well, it was different because they had... I guess they had just made a change, and now the mentors were people from the Capitol. It was kind of like... Well...
This
it
was
had
like,
some
it,
elements like the 75th,
like,
but didn't.
This was the first year that they had mentors.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And they didn't like them. There was no, you know. They didn't know what to do. It's like, what am I supposed to do? And Snow was really the first one to come up with the whole idea that you needed to make them attractive.
And human. And,
or
and
just
caring.
So that people would watch.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Hunger Games were already dying out because people didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
So they were really working hard trying to get the ratings up.
Yeah.
And Snow was pretty much the guy that put in all of the
ideas.
Modern ideas
yeah.
that ended up really making the Hunger Games into this thing that went on and on and on.
And his partner tried to take credit for it. Huh.
Yeah. Snow got betrayed
over
a lot.
And over.
So, yeah. At the very end, you kind of said, Lisa was saying that she kind of understood why he became the way he was.
Yeah. He was betrayed over and over and over again.
Yeah, by everybody.
Yeah.
The girl turned on him. Yeah, everybody turned on him. Everybody did.
Well,
his mom didn't think anything of him. His sister didn't think much of him. But, see, I really don't know.
I think his sister was supportive.
Yeah, but she was pathetic. Anyway, so, yeah. Her name was...
Tigress.
Tigress. Was she the Tigress later on, too, you think?
See, that's what my question was.
Is that the same person?
I have no idea.
I guess, and she had changed herself into a furry.
Creature.
A real live
Tigress.
Furry. And
Tigress.
So, yeah, she could have been 80, 89 years old or whatever. And you wouldn't have noticed because she had been so worked over and turned into basically a walking on hind legs tiger. Interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same person.
and she would end up betraying Snow, too.
Yeah. Well, he kind of had it coming then. You know, if anything good was going to happen, you have to get rid of Snow. So, it's tough, man. Yeah, it's like, and he was trying to get ahead. He was trying to do, but he was trying to be a good person too.
He finally
just gave up on being a good person and just went for, I'm going to get ahead. Because
yeah.
I can see that's really the only thing that matters.
That's the only way, yeah. But I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think it's the same tightness because she was an older sister. That would have put her almost 90, in her 90s.
I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem at all. I think you do that much manipulation of yourself, and you can say, oh, that doesn't look like a 90-year-old woman. You go, well, it's not a woman anymore. It's a creature. She had done so much to herself to try to turn her into something different. She just decided to use her name as the her template for what she was going to do, I guess. I don't know. It looked like in the movie she was actually played by the same woman that played, what's her name? The Katniss mentor. You know, the stupid, silly woman.
Oh. Yeah.
It almost looked like the same actress played both of them. They looked a lot alike.
Yeah.
And I think she was kind of a model. It seems like Snow's sister and mother were starting to already become the kind of people that everybody in the Capitol was going to be by the 74th. You know, they all dressed like idiots. They were all about how I look and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like they were already starting to get into that. Because at the very end of the movie, they were in a much nicer place. They were dressed in really fancy clothes, by and large.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was starting to become a thing. So, anyway, you can kind of see this stuff happening. And it's like, guy, do you think that there will be a follow-up to this book? Or, you know, because now it's like, well, what are you going to do? Pick something in the middle?
Yeah.
Where it's gone a little bit further, and it's like, you know, how much more can you play this one? Or is it like, no, I'm fine. I did the whole thing of this is what caused everything to kind of shift toward that. They were going to stop the Hunger Games. They thought this would be the last one that they would ever do. Because people were really starting to wonder, what's this all about? It was even the bigger question of what was the purpose of the Hunger Games anymore? And I think that was the whole central theme of the movie. What was this for anymore? Or what was this supposed to be accomplishing? And I guess he finally figured out what it was at the very end. It was all about power. It's just about grabbing and hanging on to power. And that's where Snow went. And it happened up until he died. His death ended that whole thing. I don't know what happened after that, although what's her name? I don't know if it was part of the books or if it was just a movie plot. The whole thing with the District 13 leader that took over and was basically just replacing Snow and going to keep doing exactly what they had been doing, sort of, you know, except maybe make the Capitol fight it out in the Hunger Games going forward. She was certainly going to keep up with that kind of stuff. Was it going to be democracy? Which I think is hilarious. Says, nobody has democracy now. I don't even know why we even talk about it. When people talk about it, They don't know what they're talking about. They're really stupid. It's just almost a thing about, you're really stupid, aren't you? You really don't know what's going on. And you're going, I don't mean to say that. You're really naive. You think everything will be better if we just have a democracy. And you go, we have a democratic republic. It's not a democracy, and thank goodness it's not. Our founders knew the idiocy of having a real democracy. That's just rule by the mob.
Yeah.
And you go, of course, the problem is now we've got the rule of the aggrieved special interest. And you go, guy, what do you do about that? And you go, you got me. I don't have a clue what you're supposed to do about that. Christ comes. And most of these people disappear. And they're just not in the picture anymore. It really comes back to the whole thing. Because we were talking about the degrees of glory. This is an interesting segue, maybe. And so many people think that it has to do with the conditions, you know. Oh, we're going to have a wonderful world. We won't be scrabbling over food and stuff like that, you know. It'll be beautiful, and we'll have this wonderful, you know, and everything's green and lush. It's going to be like the Garden of Eden, and you're going,
that's terrestrial.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is, it's not the conditions. It's the people.
Oh, yeah.
You can give telestials something beautiful, and they'll graffiti it and make it horrible, because that's what they do. And, you know, and I can't say much, you know, it's my house that I have now basically in a state of quasi-disrepair, and you go, yeah, do I need to work on it? Yeah, I need to get around to it. It's been 5 years since I painted it, and I need to get back and paint it, but I need to take a week off work and just paint it. It's like, I love using my vacations to paint stuff. I would give the job to somebody else, try to pay somebody else to do it, but I've learned over time that every time I give a job to somebody else, really, it goes really badly. And I'm like, and I paid money for this. I could have done it myself and done a better job. It was like...
the plumber.
A lot of the plumbing I've had done, a lot of the electrical work over the years that I just said, I don't want to mess with it. Car repairs, I've put it into the hands of certified professionals, and they've destroyed my cars. And it's like, you know. But the whole thing is, I don't have the tools, and I'm not going to get the tools. And that's usually where things fall down to. Is I really have to just pay somebody else to do it, because they have the tools to be able to do it, and I don't. I can't change out a lot of parts on my vehicle because I simply don't have the tools, and they cost a lot. And once I buy it and use it, I'll never use it again. What was the point of spending the money on the tool? It's cheaper to have somebody with the tool do it for me and hope to heck they're going to do it right. And it's kind of a crapshoot, honestly. Here we are at Grady. I went to school here in the 6th grade. And can I be honest? I feel absolutely no connection here at all. I don't mean to be rude, you know? Says, anybody that would have known me back then is either dead or gone. There might be a couple of people who are still around here. But most of them have gone because, you know, people are more vocal. Anyway, I'm sorry. Sidetrack. Anything else from that movie? Sorry. I keep running back because I keep running down gravels. You need to say some stuff, Neat. You take a look. Go ahead.
No, I...
All of our best recordings are ones that you basically do.
Until I say a name.
Oh, yes. You gotta be careful. Don't say a name of anybody because you don't want people to get offended. The worst sin is to offend 30-year-olds. Oh, my gosh.
Even though it was violent, because, you know, it was the Hunger Games, you know? I liked the movie. I thought the game maker was like, psycho.
No, she wasn't psycho. But yeah.
Yeah, I think she
sure looked it.
Yeah.
The whole fact that she had one kind of blind eye looking thing.
It was like a blue eye.
And then she had just, I'm sorry, crazy black hair.
Yeah. But her ideas, like, you know.
Oh, she was a sick, twisted individual.
Yes, yeah,
that's for sure.
She was psycho.
But I don't think she was crazy. I think she was very poignant about what she was doing, and she was doing a good job of it. She actually did a really good job. It's hideous. The job is hideous. She did a good job of doing the hideous job.
Yeah. Other than that, I actually like the movie.
Yeah. I get the idea that most people aren't going to get it. You know, that even the people that made the movie, or no, the people who financed the movie, were probably just, well, hey, the last three did pretty good. Let's do a fourth one, see if it does good, too.
Yeah.
See if we can eke a little more money out of this property. Surely the people making the actual movie had some kind of idea about what they were doing, which is good. I haven't read the book. I don't know if I'll get back to the books, although Lisa's a big aficionado of young adult books. She likes them because they're just not so perverse.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Most of the adult books have got just
atrocious.
Sick. And, you know, mostly in a sexual. And the young adult books don't need me to go. Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the F word every sentence.
Yeah.
It's like, do you have to? You know? I find it hard.
So she goes for these other ones, which is great. The one that we're reading right now is kind of fun already. It's interesting. It's kind of a fantasy, I have to say.
It's light and fluffy.
It's light and fluffy, which is always good. It's like, you know what? I live in a dark, depressing world that I would just as soon escape, and that's what I read for these days. Except sad to say, the last book that I read while I was out doing stuff, you know,
during the week
was Atlas Shrugged. Which is, Lisa.
Which you kept trying to get me to read. I had no interest in wanting to read.
I think it's because it's got elements that are important to understand about why people think the way they do. And about why people think this might work better, be attractive. Anyway, I am not much of an objectivist myself, but I can understand why it would be attractive to a certain set of people. I think a whole lot of our elites these days are basically, if whether they know it or not, they are objectivists. But they've gotten smarter. I think all of the elitists today have read Atlas Shrugged and have said, so this is how we counter this, and this is how we make it so that it doesn't become this conclusion. Make it a little change here and there to make it so that it works better. That's what I think. Anyway, I'm sorry. So today we're going off to see some more movies. One of them is The Oath, which is kind of a story from the Book of Mormon a little bit. It's taken from the Book of Mormon at the very, 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 very end of the Book of Mormon. Although it seemed like in just little itty-bitty snippets, it's like maybe they're going to talk a little bit about Jesus. Maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
The reviews are hideous,
according
but
to
that's okay.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, the Rotten Tomatoes score on it's really bad. The audience score is good, but I don't think they've released it in a lot of theaters outside of the Jello Belt.
Yeah.
And therefore, the reviews would be pretty good, just kind of by nature.
Yeah.
It's actually playing in Clovis, New Mexico, which is where we're headed. And I think that's because the Allen family, which owns Allen Theaters, which actually built this theater here in Clovis, I think they're Latter-day Saints. So that's probably why The Oath is being played there.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, I'm going to actually get to see it just like as if I were living in Utah, which I try to avoid at all costs, my friends. It doesn't matter to me that all of the family that I came from, my parents and my brother, they all live in St. George, Utah. I don't know how that ultimately worked out. I don't understand the allure of it. I don't have any allure that way. Especially now that it's so expensive.
I'm doing 70.
That guy's just walking, just going past you like you're walking. Anyway, so.
Trying to get to Losita by 10:30.
Pretty well. Not Losita.
Not Losita.
Leal's.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're going to eat lunch at Leal's because they open really early. They open at 10:30 in the morning, which is really early. But it means that you totally miss the lunch crowd. So you get served pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've only got about an hour before we got to be at the theater.
And get our ticket.
For our first movie. Oh, and the other movie we're seeing is Wonka. And, I don't know, hopefully it's just kind of fun and doesn't, you know, I'm getting a little tired of movies that are trying to teach me something. Which is sad because I can really get into those kinds of things.
Yes.
But you kind of like having one where it's like, I have to sit here and think about
this. That's what I'm hoping for this. But you keep stopping and talking and I'm losing the line of the story because you keep stopping.
Of what? What are you talking about? You're pointing at... Oh, the book we're reading. I'm sorry. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Not going to make Lisa happy too often. but surprisingly, she still says she loves me. But I don't want to...
Drive me crazy?
Well, yeah, that. But I also don't just want to imply that Lisa will always love me no matter what. I still have to work at it. I have to make sure I'm giving her stuff that... convince her that I'm still worth loving. So there it is. She's nodding her head. It, And I said, people say, boy, it makes Lisa sound kind of bad. You go, no. So Lisa's very normal. She's a very normal person, which means that, you know, can she fall out of love? You go, it can happen. And you go, I don't want it to happen, so I work at it. And you go, but wouldn't she just love you? And you go, that's another one of those left-leaning, sub-30 or 40-year-old naive stuff. The whole thing about unconditional love. She will love you no matter what you do. Until she doesn't like you anymore, then she'll divorce you in a red hot minute like everybody else does right now. So can I be honest? Lisa's a human being. You know, love needs to be earned, and I think that's true all the way up to God, the Eternal Father. If you want nice things from God, you better do things he likes. Don't expect anything amazing out of him. The celestial kingdom is going to be a marvelous place, but do you want to hang out with those people for eternity? And that's what it is. It isn't about, well, does it have flowers? Or does it have hot, cold, running beer? It really isn't about that. It's about the people you're going to have to deal with. And the kind of life that you like, you prefer, the kind of rules that you want to have. And that's why there's going to be so many people there, because this place suits so many people. I know that's hilarious with all the complaining you hear, but it's like, are you doing anything to really earn yourself anything better than what you've already got? And the basic answer is no. And you go, you should expect this is exactly what you're going to get. You're going to be hanging out with the same people you've always been hanging out with. Anyway, so, I don't know. Is there anything else to add? Matt, do you have anything to add? He was awfully quiet. I figured he would be talking. Okay, Matt's growling. All right, which is pretty much Matt's contribution. All right, thanks, Matt. Lisa, anything else for you?
No.
Okay. Well, take us out, Lee.
So, goodbye. Have a great Christmas coming up from the princess and/or the priest. Bye.